It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A temporary shelter housing migrant children in West Texas announced last week it will extend operations at least through the end of the year. The facility opened following the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy along the border. As Sally Bove reports, a state senator from El Paso is not happy the shelter is planning to more than triple its capacity.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says the soft-walled tent facility will increase its number of available beds from 1,200 to 3,800. A spokesperson for HHS says they're keeping the site open to house minors who've crossed the border without a parent or guardian, not those who've been separated from their families by immigration authorities. State Senator Jose Rodriguez represents Tornillo, the border town where the shelter is located.
The proper approach should be to place these children in appropriate settings with official sponsors while their cases are being run through the courts.
He says that Trump administration policies have made it harder for migrant children to find placement in the U.S. In West Texas, I'm Sally Bove.
Some analysts argue that our discussion about refugees often lacks proper context, including commentator Peter Goodman.
When we complain about immigration, we should recall our own role in creating the conditions refugees are fleeing. 1954 was a key year. We destroyed Iran's democratically elected government and Guatemala's. The consequences in Iran are pretty well known. Guatemala had elected Jacobo Arbenz. He planned to distribute land more fairly. U.S. companies, huge landowners in Guatemala, didn't approve. The U.S. government orchestrated his immediate overthrow. United Fruit Company board member Alan Dulles and the U.S. Secretary of State John Foster Dulles were brothers. The U.S.-backed coup caused a three-decade civil war featuring genocide against the country's Mayans. During that period, the U.S. denied more than 98% of Guatemalan asylum requests. Yes, Mexicans have always sneaked across our border to work, but two dominant forces affecting Mexico in recent decades are the powerful and vicious drug cartels and the farmers displaced by NAFTA. Gee, who buys the bulk of those drugs, creating the market? And whose policies, including the idiotic war on drugs, have helped strengthen cartels. And, perhaps unintentionally, NAFTA has made a lot of Mexican farmers landless and homeless. Many refugees come from El Salvador. Trump blames the MS-13 gang, which started in Southern California, not in El Salvador. Many Salvadorians lived in Southern California in the 1990s. Why? Most were fleeing a vicious civil war in which the U.S. heavily backed right-wing governments and paramilitary groups. MS-13's chief rival, Calle 18, also began life on the streets of L.A. Our support of Cuban dictator Fulgencio Batista yielded Fidel Castro. And our overreaction to Castro strengthened his anti-U.S. position and helped impoverish the people without weakening their support for Castro. We're currently supporting Saudi Arabian proxies in a devastating war in Yemen. And we've imposed a travel ban that prevents folks from fleeing to join family here. UNICEF says 11 million children there need humanitarian assistance. That's nearly every Yemeni child. We're not responsible for the world's vast and growing refugee crisis, but we've sure contributed to it. Some argue that in penance for our national sins, we should let everyone in. I don't say that, but our thoughts about the problem should include a good long look in the mirror and facing our role in creating it. By the way, the award-winning documentary film, Harvest of Empire, which argues that much immigration results directly from U.S. maneuvering in Latin America, will show at the Fountain Theater at 3:45 this coming Saturday, September 22nd. I'll be watching.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU. I want to let you know that you can always stay updated by keeping up with KRWG on social media. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at KRWG, and you can also subscribe anytime to the KRWG News YouTube channel. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way. Stay with us.